Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, and welcome to the Initiative Radio Network. This is Who Did It To You Roundtable Discussion with Brother Dr. James Jones, Brother Maurice as the moderator, and Sister Pamela. Thank you all again for joining us tonight. We have hot topics as usual. We have a security guard, Black security guard who was trying to do a good deed by apprehending the ballroom killer and end up being killed by the policeman. We also have the big story of our beloved Minister Farrakhan, who visited Iran, and there are lies and falsehood has been told about him, so we're gonna talk about his visit to Iran, and also he's scheduled to talk about it live this Sunday. So we are definitely going to get into that. We also have an article or articles by our distributor, Dr. Jones. So with that, we're going to start the show that you see all my co-hosts here. And then we'll brother Maurice, how are you?
I'm fine, by God's grace and blessings. How are you?
Yes, sir. I'm fine. Praise the Lord. So with that, we're going to open up this program and talk a bit about the black brother, who recently was killed, I believe, November the 12th. So here we go. Black security guard apprehends ballroom shooter only to be killed by police responding to the scene. Black security guard was killed by police after springing to action when a gunman opened fire in a Chicago land bar. After a group of drunken patrons were asked to leave Manny's Blue Room Bar in Robinson, Illinois, around 4 a.m. Sunday, one of the men reportedly came back with a gun and started shooting, according to WGN9. Armed security guard Jamil Robinson, 26, apprehended the man, only to be killed by cops, responding to the gunfire. Bystanders say police shot the wrong guy. Robinson had somebody on the ground with his knee in his back. With the gun also in his back, right? Don't move, according to Adam Harris, who was in the bar. That's when witnesses said an officer from Midlothian, a southwest Chicago suburb bordering Robinson, entered the bar and killed Robinson. Clergy members at proposed church where Robinson played drums and keyboards reportedly said the same security guard hoped to become a police officer. He was getting ready to train and do all that stuff. So the very people he wanted to be family with took his life, according to Reverend Patricia Hill. Jameer Robinson was wearing a security hat when he was shot and killed by police, lawyers said. His husband, Lanier, Illinois, proposed church senior pastor that responding officer behaved irrationally. Once again, it's the continued narrative that we see of shoot first, ask questions later, she said. The Cook County Sheriff's Office said Robinson had a fire owner's identification card, but did not have a concealed weapon permit. And Midlothian officer encountered a subject with a gun and was involved in an officer and shooting. A Midlothian officer was later pronounced deceased in the area hospital. Chief Daniel Delaney of the Midlothian Police Department said in a statement, Delaney did not respond to a daily news request for the names or races of responding officers. Okay, so there we go. Basically, they shot the brother. They didn't ask questions. Just came and shot him. And he was the one who actually caught the ballroom killer who had killed someone, and the brother was doing his job and trying to be a good Samaritan, a good person. Also, he wanted to be a police officer, but he didn't get that chance. So, unfortunately, if you're a black man and things like whether you're trying to do good, or it doesn't matter in this society with white supremacy at the top. You know, it's I don't even have words for this. How could you just come and shoot a person with that? I thought you're supposed to say, you know, put your hands down or, you know, ask some type of question. But from what I read here, he did not, the police I'm speaking of, did not ask a question. He just shot first. So, like, black skin, when you're black, the law really doesn't even apply to us, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Also, I see right here where it says, I'm going back and read the poem where I don't quite understand. He didn't have a permit, but he had an identification. And I'm trying to figure out what's the difference of really what does that mean. It says, quote, the Cook County Sheriff's Officer said Robinson, the brother who was killed, the security brother, name is Robinson, had a fire owner's identification card, but did not have a concealed weapon permit, which you probably wouldn't have made a bigger difference anyway, nevertheless. But I just wanted to go back and read that. So with that, I will digress and get Rosemary's take on this. What on your thoughts, sir? Again, I'm almost speechless because it just seemed like the norm today. You know, just shoot a black man and go on with life as usual.
Mm-hmm. Was he in uniform when he got killed?
Okay, was he in uniform? Jameer Robinson was wearing a security hat, but he was shot and killed by police. A lawyer says a security hat, it says.
Was that his place of duty? Was he at work or?
From my understanding,
he was at work.
Know, I really stated that a black security guard was killed by police after springing into action when a gunman opened fire in a Chicago land bar. I'm thinking he was at work, I assume. It says, Colum just remember that over in County here. A clear, more understanding. A group of drunken patrons was asked to leave Manish Blue Room Bar in Robinson, Illinois, around 4 a.m. Sunday. One of the men reported came back with the gun and started shooting. So, wow, that's crazy. They were asked to leave and they returned back to shoot. So, you know, just not, no one is prepared for something like that. I guess earlier he was, I don't know, was the brother there then when, you know, they came in? It's not as clear to me as it should be. He was still on duty and they came back and started foolishness again or what? Because it said they went and then it came back. Now, this is crazy. How you going to leave and then just come back and start shooting people or shooting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, as you said, was he, I assume he was working there, or was he just, that's crazy. I assume he was working there, and perhaps he witnessed it earlier, a couple hours, I guess, and then he thought perhaps things were brother and everything was cooler. But I don't know all the details because it didn't, to me, wasn't as clearly written as it should be or detailed. But if this thing came back at 4 a.m. and start shooting. Okay. And you know, I guess, like I said, being a security guard, you have the authority to apprehend someone or, you know, control the situation. That is
right.
His job, duty. Right. And you know, that's what the brother was doing from what how I was reading. Just done a great job of trying to protect others and calm the situation. And it's really no excuse for the officer to come in there and like I said, not ask any questions at all, you know. Robson had somebody on the ground with his knee in back, with his gun in his back, like, don't move, according to Adam Harris, who was in the bar. That's when witnesses said an officer came in and just shot the brother. This is, I'm sorry, this is just crazy. Yes, sir.
That did. So, from my understanding, it sounds like, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like the person came in to wherever they were at, and they were shooting. So it was like an active shooter type thing, and then the brother came to the rescue. Am I correct?
This exactly. Okay, let me go back here. From my understanding, that security guard apprehends ballroom shooter. Yes. So the ballroom shooter was shooting. And, it was shooting. Right. And security guard only did what a man would do, you know, trying to stop the situation. He did right by trying to stop the situation or put an end to it because he was trying to stop him from further either killing him or others. So he definitely was in the yes, sir.
Where did the guy get shot at? On the street?
What guy?
The security guard. I heard that he chased the man off the place down the street. You know, and that was sound like you saying that he had an FO. Let's see, FOID, it sounds like that's in Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Right, it is in Illinois. But, like I said, I'm just hearing that. But he had, go ahead.
Yeah, I heard on that the guys came back and was shooting inside the place, and he came running outside and chased them in. Well, you know, I feel sorry for the person getting killed. But security guards are only supposed to guard a premise that they're in, or you know, up there on the lot. But if the guy that he was supposed to have apprehend was inside the place shooting, he should have shot and killed him instead of trying to take somebody in custody like that. But if he's outside, away from where he was supposed to have been. You know, was employed, then you got some problems there when you do that. You're not supposed to chase. See, when you chase somebody, they aren't posing you any harm. Now, a police officer, a law authority person can't shoot somebody or allow to use deadly force when chasing a person because they always can use the alibi of what's that called? Suspicious cause or something. Maybe I'm not correct on it. But no, if he chased this man down, you know, I got concealed carry. If I'm chasing, I can't chase somebody and shoot him. Because at that point, I'm chasing, they're running from me, they're not posing me any deadly harm. But if we face to face, or they coming to me, or ain't nobody but me and them, then if I shoot them, then it's my word against theirs. They dead. But if there's some cameras or some people see me take after them, or if they turn to go away from me, you can't shoot them. And I don't know what the police officer was thinking when he came upon the scene. He probably just seen two people on the street not knowing or whatever it is they saw. That's the excuse they're going to use, I would imagine. But I haven't. You know, there's so many different stories out there.
Mm-hmm. Right, well, thank you for sharing. It did say on the ground. It didn't say on the floor or, you know, so I assumed they were outside. It said on the ground. Robson had his knee in the back, and he had a gun in the back of the suspect. And I guess, right, and I assumed the police, which, I mean, it's just the norm from them, you know, to shoot, you know, if he did see, you know, the Robinson would, you know, shoot, I mean, with the gun. And to me, still say some kind of, whatever they call that, command or whatever, to drop the gun or something before you get started shooting. And to me, but, you know, what can I say?
Now, you know, in a case like that, the suspect can be charged with the death, I believe. But, you know, that's left up to the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, okay, then. I'm learning some things. This is crazy. Wow. So, unfortunately, another one fights the judge.
That's right. That's like if you shoot a woman pregnant, you kill her and you kill the fetus. Guess who was against a shooter being charged for a double murder? What politician? A female from California.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Maxine Waters. And y'all think I'm lying, go on Ballotpedia and look up her voting record and you see what she voted against. A measure that would charge a person at the federal level for a double homicide.
Wow. Hmm. Well, I'm going to have to go and test that in a little bit. Yes, yes.
How you doing, Maurice?
Oh, I'm doing fine. And yourself, Brother Bianchi?
I'm down here in Baton Rouge, and it's cold, man. I don't know what's going on. I thought I got off at the wrong damn exit.
Oh, my goodness.
It's cold up here in Tennessee, too.
Oh, yeah. It's cold everywhere. Oh, my God.
Well, can I ask you a question, Sam?
Yeah.
Where is the doctor at? I ain't heard him since the Yankees lost.
I hope he's here tonight. We didn't have a live show last week, so but he was okay when I, you know, interacted with him last week. So I'm praying he's here and all is well. So hopefully he'll come in tonight. But yes. But yes, so we're gonna I suppose wrap that story up and talk a little bit. Are we gonna talk a little bit about the politics? And then we're gonna go over to our next story. What do you I know some women were one their sister, the sister Omar, the Muslim sister, and I think she's in Congress. And a number of them. So you know, I was happy, of course, to see fellow women, you know, doing some great things. I'm always for that. And so what are y'all thoughts on the politics of the so-called campaign, what have you? Brother Bianchi, what are your thoughts?
Well, in Missouri, everything went just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, down in Baton Rouge, everything went just fine, too. So I guess it's whatever else went on in throughout the country. You know, I don't think you can do is make comments. You don't live in those districts. You don't have to vote for those people.
Right.
So that's all you're doing is making comments. And I just hope things continue on the path of progress rather than all the crazy fighting. But if they look like they're assembling the same old group, Pelosi, Schumer, and I see what Jeff Sessions resigned. And everybody else is taking its place, but I think that they should still work on it on a very effective immigration reform and put up the protection like people in those areas are asking for. and hope that we can continue on, the country can continue on providing economic progress for those who want to engage it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I figured your session was kicked out of the office or from his job, and, you know, I just, do you think that makes a big impact, or it doesn't matter who's in his position or what are your thoughts on that particular?
Well, I think this, Sam, I think you have a president that wants to see things done expediently rather than putting things off for years and years and years, because you're only going to be there for a certain period of time. You know what needs to be done, what people have asked to have done, then it needs to be done. Do it. This posturing, and like you had Flake said, he wasn't going to vote on any new nominations until they had something to protect the special prosecutor who's been on this thing about Russia for 2 years. So how long is that going to continue? So it's a bunch of crap that's going on. But, you know, it goes to show you the astuteness of the people that's voting for these characters. And unless they don't care about that element of their job that they're demonstrating. So you have what you have.
Oh, okay. Yes, thank you for that. Okay, Brother Maurice, what are your takes, or do you have any thoughts, or just to, you know, what are your thoughts, or you don't care?
What? Because I had stepped away real quick. What were we talking about?
I can barely hear you, or maybe it's me. But we were just talking about the politics and Jeff Sessions being kicked out of his position. Do you think that really matters? Or, you know, some women, of course, were elected. And get your overall thoughts on the campaign or what have you. Or do you, you know, is it just insignificant to you?
No, well, as far as Jeff Sessions is concerned, I kind of wish that he was fired a long time ago. I think he was wrong for accusing himself. He should have done his job. I think this whole Mueller investigation should have been wrapped up a long time ago. I don't think it's real. There was no collusion. Everybody could see that, you know, and if you needed glasses, I could lend you my pair, but there was no collusion. You know, even the foolishness that they said that the Russians did, that's not even illegal. It's called subversion, and it happens in every country that's an open country. You get subverted every day when you see a commercial come on TV and it's saying, you know, eat McDonald's. Or drive a Cadillac, buy this house, or, you know, use this credit card. That's subversion, influencing you to do something that you probably wouldn't have done without it. There's nothing illegal about that. That's an open front tactic. It is done every single day. So, you know, when they was starting this whole foolishness, I knew it was foolishness, and you know, I wish that they wasted a lot of time. They wasted a lot of time. So Jeff Sessions, I wish Trump would have fired him a long time ago. As soon as he recused himself, he should have been terminated, because this was nothing. This wasn't anything real, but these people used it like it was something real. The women that were elected, you know, we have to see what their politics are. If they were anything like the woman that was running for governor of Georgia, and I don't believe she won, hopefully she has accepted defeat. This woman wanted to have Georgia as a what do you call it? what is that word? You know, for the immigrants where they get to break the law.
Sanctuary states?
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And that dummy, she wanted a sanctuary state. How the hell do you do that? You're going to a sanctuary state for these illegals? That didn't even make sense. So I hope she lost. I hope she lost. You know, she was one of these rainbow push niggas. You know, and you know, the only color that's not in the rainbow is black. So she didn't talk nothing about us. You know, so I hope she lost. I hope she lost. You know, I really do. I hope she lost. She know
damn
good.
Something?
Most definitely.
You know, Maurice, you're absolutely right. So how about the mayor in Baltimore who want to take public funds and provide them to a fund to pay for the attorney fees for illegals in Baltimore? This is a black woman. So, Pam, you know, this thing about voting for somebody because they're black, that stuff played out a long time ago. You don't know what the heck you're going to get unless you pay for them before they get there. But if you're not doing that and all of a sudden they appear one day right out of the clear blue, like Jesse Jackson said, Obama who? Then you know, you're taking a heck of a chance. But now just think about this. Here's Atlanta, which is, you got a lot of black businesses in Atlanta that's doing good and can do better. And look at all that Maynard Jackson done for the city. And Maynard Jackson is one of a person I like to point to. Then Barry in D.C., even though he got caught up on some drugs, yeah, but look at the black millionaires that he produced. That's what it's all about. I don't care about some morals. I have all the morals I want when I got a good business, when I'm hiring people, and I can take care of my family.
Exactly. And I know I've been telling people, you know, you forget about that color because they look like you don't mean they even think nowhere near that they need to be thinking. And if we don't mature our thinking, then we in some trouble. We are in some trouble. Anytime a person talk this illegal that they want to do, give these illegals more than what you got, automatically cross them off the list. They ain't worthy. They are not worthy of your vote. So we need to be in a re-education cycle for real on how to use the vote and educate our people how to vote properly. Instead of looking at color, we got to open our mind and open our eyes up and look through this thing with mature vision. Because if we go strictly by color, we're about to be screwed over some more.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it's funny. But yes, you're absolutely right. We need to get more educated on what we are voting for and the policies and to be able to hold them accountable, because if we don't know what the hell they supposed to have done or will do when they get in the office, and then we cannot hold them accountable for anything because we'll be very ignorant to what is the policy, what is, you know, what do they supposed to be doing or have promised each other. And right, and you're absolutely right. I'm with you on that. But most of us, the ones that I've encountered, I'm have to keep it real with America, as I say. You know, we'll be so happy just to see one of our or a black person or in the office. So we just or if they're a Democrat, it's most of the black people go back. Democrat, don't vote Republican, regardless of what the Democrat, you know, policies are, what they may stand for. They may be an axe murderer, and we'll just vote for them just because they're Democratic or black. It's sad, but it's the truth.
Mm-hmm. You know, right. I talked to I talked to one of the city councilmen here because he's in this men's group that I belong to. And he was talking about, well, you know, he said 85% of black residents in Nashville, you know, are very comfortable with the police and don't have a problem with the police. I said, really?
Wow.
Where'd you get that that number from? Where did that come from? And he's like, well, that's the number that they gave us. I'm like, well, who gave you the number? The police department. I said, wait a minute. You going to go by a number the police department gave you that says black people like the police, 85% of black Nashville don't have a problem with the police, and you believe that? And he says, well, you know, we don't have nothing to go off against it. I said, did they ask you? Was you part of the poll? He said, no, they ain't asked me. So they ain't asked me either. So I looked around and I said, did they ask anybody in this room? And everybody was like, no, they didn't ask nobody in the room. I said, so how are you as an elected official going to come to us with some foolishness that has not been vetted? So what are you really doing? If you accept this and then you bring it to us and you haven't vetted this foolishness that you bring. I asked him, I said, what is your thinking on reparations? And he's like, oh, yeah, we should get it. We should get it. I said, okay, very good. And I said, this is your second term, right? And he's like, yeah, it's my second term. I said, let me see the bill that you presented in the Nashville City Council that says that black people that's living in Nashville should get reparations. And he's looking at me crazy. And he's like, well, what do you mean? I said, let me see the bill. I said, you said that you want us to get reparations. You back it. Well, let me see your bill. Because you got black people living in this city that are children of slaves. Where is the bill that you put forward in city council that would say that we should get reparations? I don't have one. I know you don't. So why would you say you back something, but you don't show no evidence that you're ever trying to do something about it? And he's looking at me, face all, you know, balled up, and he's angry. And I'm like, look, we just got to be real. You've given us punchlines. You've given us name tags that don't mean shit. That don't mean nothing. What is the legislation that you have put forth? What bills are you working on? What are you doing to better the community? He didn't have anything. And he's been there, this is his second term. He didn't have nothing. So what I told him, you shouldn't be where you are. And he's like, but I'm one of the only blacks. It doesn't matter. If a white person would put forth something good, I would rather go with that. Because you ain't doing nothing. You sitting in the seat of power and ain't exercising it for your constituents because you know your constituents, unfortunately, are lazy. And they don't have the acumen to look at you and ask you questions that need to be asked. So you're taking advantage of their ignorance for your gain. And he got up and walked out. But I didn't give a damn. Because he's taking advantage of the ignorance of his constituents. In time, that shit is over. It's over with. We got to stop that. So, you know, they talked to me after the meeting. Was like, you know, don't you think you was being a little too hard? No, I'm not. What pass has he earned? We want to give this man a pass and he ain't earned nothing. He ain't did nothing. So why should we give him a pass? See, only thing we would do by that is keep perpetuating false leadership and then wonder why we ain't getting nowhere.
Right.
So time's got to be up for that. So I'm not going to let that foolishness happen. Ain't going to do it.
Well, that was a stellar performance you put on, Maurice.
It didn't win me no friends, I can tell you that.
They didn't open the door and just, oh, my God. They're like, what the hell? Who are you?
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people get them jobs just so they can pay a car note or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. You right about that, to make ends meet. They don't care about the people, you know, lives and livelihood and what they're going through, and they don't care. You're absolutely right. That's the only reason. And
every now and then you have some good ones. I know some good Democrats in the state legislature with Missouri, Jamila Nasheed. She's excellent. Another black woman, Yafet Alameen, she was excellent, and her husband messed up things for them. Then you got another black woman, Maria Chappelle Nadal. I don't think she's worth a damn herself. So sad thing is, it's the people. People just vote and wait and sit back and see what's going to happen. Like opening up a Christmas present.
Yeah, that's true. Right. It's sad. So we need someone. And so maybe it should be me to go and educate on a vote and explain to them whether they're voting for and what it doesn't mean. Because and a lot of people, that's the way they can't comprehend, they can't read, they may be a bit what we call illiterate, and they just don't understand, especially our older people, you know. And they need somebody to have a heart and enough love for them to help them, and that's the problem, you know. So we have so much work to do. Yes, sir. Right.
You know, we had a discussion last Sunday, and we were talking about Neely Fuller and his plan, you know, to buy your politician. And I was telling them that don't really work, because you can go out and you buy your politician for that minute, and somebody come and got bigger money, deeper pockets, and give the politician more money than what you gave him. So you out your money, because he damn sure ain't going to give it back to you. Say, I got a better person. He ain't going to give you the money back. So you out.
Exactly.
I said, the thing that you got to do is you got to grow your politicians. They should be coming from amongst you and do it that way. But, you know, it's like they want a quick fix. They want a quick fix instead of a real solution. And it's a shame. It really is a shame. And it seems like the more we go, the more it's a crime to speak out against something that you don't agree with just because a black person put out his plan. I don't agree with everything, Neely. Some of the things he says is good, but the buying politicians I don't agree with. Because, one, that can get your ass locked up. For real. That's a goddamn crime. You can get your ass locked up. So, you know, I'm not going to endorse something that I don't agree with just because a black person say it. You know, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to jail for nobody. Not for no foolishness like that.
Right. It's true. Wow. It's so true. The black man that was running for the, I think he was for governor in Florida. I think they said they were gonna have a recount, and I haven't, to be honest. Did the other person win, the white guy, or not? They had to recount. I think his name Andrew, something like that.
I don't know, Gillum. I don't know who won that.
Yes. Gillum. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was looking at a bit of the campaign, the debate a couple of days ago. It's been a minute, but I was looking at that, and, you know, he was sharp in some areas, I thought, but I know they said it was close enough to have a recount, so I wondered. What's the outcome? I haven't heard anything, so I don't know.
Well, at first he succeeded. Then he came back and said he wanted a recount. But it looks to me like everybody that Obama came, well, let's say Obama and Fat Butt Oprah was speaking up for a loss.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Mm. Wow. Okay.
Well,
I know one thing. If
just think about this, Maurice. We got blacks, and I don't know how to say this. You got these entertainers basically telling black people. I guess they're not specifically saying it like that. T.I. got a rap sheet as long as the Encyclopedia Britannica. You got the Jay-Z, and you got these entertainers basically telling the black population how they should vote. How silly is that?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Ain't no way in the world. Mm-mm. No, they back these wrong people. They do. They back the wrong people. Look at Clinton and her lying ass. She told the people of Flint, "Oh, I'm gonna be here with you. I love you, and I'm gonna see that this gets fixed." Well, what happened? Mm-hmm. She ain't been back to Flint yet. She ain't been back to Flint yet. Because what? She didn't really care about you. The only thing she wanted was your vote. And then that was it. So, you know, and you know, I like Beyonce, but shit, she ain't smart enough to pick who I should be voting for. She ain't smart enough to tell me who to vote for. And that's something that we need to understand. They're in a different category. Mm-mm. And as wicked as Obama was, you know, all that money he gave them damn Indians, and he couldn't give us nothing.
Well,
look at his ass with no kindness. We should be throwing darts at his picture every time we get to see that no good nigga.
Look at them poor black folks down there in Alabama. In that one county where they got raw sewage coming up out the ground. That's been going on for decades.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to have to look into that.
Ooh. Yeah, I didn't know nothing about that.
I didn't either. That is gross and very unhealthy and has to get to your health. Wow. Oh, my God. But I didn't know Obama had given money to... What, the Indians?
Wow. Big money to them. Yeah. And to them individually.
Oh, my God.
Individually. They got paid. They got paid. Big time they got paid. Oh, yeah. They got paid.
Wow.
And then they got money for free college and everything. He took care of their ass. He took care of them.
Now the Democrats is talking about prison reform. But goddamn, it was Clinton's damn laws that got all these blacks in prison on three strikes, you out. The small amount of cocaine.
Oh my goodness.
One thing, like I said before. And one thing can't nobody say I don't do is that my intention is to help young people or talk to parents so that they can direct their child into the things that's going to strengthen them and help them to prepare themselves for higher education or higher training. That's the only thing you can do. Because you can't fight this other stuff. Ain't nobody going to listen to you. They'll look at you like you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, that's something new. Wow. Okay. I mean, there's hope. I mean, oh my God. But we do fight a lot against some very, very major issues. The education system is just absolutely ridiculous. Wow, it's so much, and they don't care about our children. They really don't. But like I said, parents don't care. How are they going to care? And they're not educated enough. They just want to put them in school and get them out of your hair. I mean, come on now. I'm going to keep it real. Don't go to school meetings. You don't meet with parents. I mean, with teachers. Some of us don't. Too many of us don't. We're not involved. We don't have a say-so or anything. You know? So we're in some gas strike situations. With our
Sister Pam, we're having trouble with the board because we got a caller that's come in, but I can't turn their mic on. The same problem that Brother Anthony was having last night when I was listening to him. So we I can't turn the caller's mic on.
Oh, no. I know I was having trouble earlier myself. That's why, we're saying we may have to, you know, have some extra help on your end, but I see it's just, it's the board itself, and I apologize, we apologize to those who, you know, would like to get in. Unfortunately, sometimes block does that, and it's out of our control. I definitely will contact them as soon as I get off, and hopefully they will have this matter fixed before the next program. So I do apologize. For that. Yes, sir. Okay, I was checking on our brother, but I think he may have other engagements tonight. So we're going to, I don't know, are we able to take a commercial break? If not, we may have to end this show a bit earlier than we anticipated because I'm not, I'm having trouble on my end as well. I can't control anything from my end.
Let me try
this one more time. Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'll be trying on my end, but as I say, I will definitely contact them tonight so they can hopefully have this matter taken care of.
Yeah, I can't even play a commercial. It won't let me play a commercial.
That's why I saw it was doing the same thing to me when I was, you know, trying to do the board and bring in the calls and all that good stuff. So, well, I'm just going to, like I said, we're going to have to end it a bit early. That's my take on it. If we can't, you know, operate like we supposed to, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the minister and his visit. Mr. Farrakhan, I'm speaking of. I had an article, try to read it on that, but for some reason my data would not pull that up either, so I can't read word for word, but I know that the minister was invited by the Iran Republic. I'm sorry, I don't have my notes in front of me. But he was invited over there, and basically, the media guy on our minister is always saying that he quoted death to America, death to Israel. And as the minister said, no, he did not. He asked him, the students, that is, how do you say that in their language? And he was making a point, but of course they took everything out of context. And tried to lie blatantly like the irises and our minister. And he said, quote, I am not of, I am from God or Allah, and I have a mission to do. Their mission is not my mission, that he has the right to go over there and to teach those people as well as teach us here and anywhere else that he chooses to go by God's grace. And they also was trying to say, stay over there in Iran, don't come back. But as the minister said, my people, an ancestor has a business land, and he said he would come back by God's grace. By God's grace, he is here, and he is scheduled to speak live in Chicago at 9 a.m., I mean, I'm sorry, 10 a.m. Central. I'm sure it's, I believe, 9 a.m. on the east side, on the east, I'm sorry, the eastern times, but I would suggest that everyone that wants to hear what's going on, why he was there, his purpose, what that means for America, etc., is you can tune in live at NOI.org, or you can go to Facebook, and I can't wait to hear the message taken as recorded. I am not an enemy to America, but yes, also because of the sanctions that Trump has put on, from my understanding, Iran. He said that those sanctions are evil and they're not warranted. And he has sanctioned all of that. So if you're interested and want to know more, you definitely can be, you can tune in live Sunday at NOI.org, or they will be streaming it on Facebook, but it's best to go to the site itself to see what's going on, why the minister was in Iran, why he has the right to go to Iran or anywhere else that he chooses to go, and that he is actually trying to give America some more time of getting things right. And but of course, the wicked is always trying to win, but you know, the wicked will not win out. So with that, I just want to mention that. If anyone else don't have any, Maurice, do you have any?
I wanted to say real quick about the fire in California.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And, you know, we see all the amazing burning that's going on.
Yeah.
It made me rethink what the minister said in the Divine Destruction when he says, you know, America is going to burn. And she's burning, boy. California burning. That whole city that got burnt down, from my understanding, was very prejudiced to our people, very, very to our people. And, you know, so I told our people on the video, don't you be crying when you see the God is taking vengeance. You should praise him for coming to destroy your enemies. Yes, ma'am. That's all I wanted to add.
Right. It is some, you know, treacherous time going on, as the minister said. The more you fight him of trying to do right and save, you know, anyone that want to be saved, regardless of creed, color, class, or what have you, the more you fight against the man of God, the more you're going to suffer. And that goes for anybody, regardless of color, creed, class. So get the hell out of the way. Allow him to do his job. We all have a responsibility to make our lives better, as well as our loved ones, and, you know, and ultimately, you know, people. So we have a choice in this world. So I would say respectfully, tune in to it be live, and he would definitely be speaking on Iran, the fires, and the government, I'm sure the politics of the campaign, et cetera, and a lot more. So with that, I gonna thank you so much for tuning in. Bianchi, as always, and with that, I'm going to close a bit tonight because of technical difficulties. So with that, everyone, peace and love. Thank you, and please come back next week. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.